that may be a little, not fake, but not caused by what they say it's caused by.
What's it caused by?
They say it's just a natural methane thing that's in the water well. It has nothing to do with gas drilling.
Hmm.
But it's supposed to be a really good documentary. So check it out tonight. I think it's at 9 o'clock our time on
George,
HBO.
How are you, man?
Who's this?
Your blue flame. You met her from the bad radio experience.
I don't know about what who that character is. Let's talk to Norm.
What's up, Craig?
Norm.
How are you?
Hi, George's blue flame.
I've seen you since college or something.
Yeah. How are you created again?
Oh, George lays back on his back like a turtle that is being put on a shell. And he pins the leg back. And then takes an aiming flame down there.
I'm sorry, Norm.
And then he...
Norm, I know you're trying to do...
Honks his butt trumpet.
Quality. You're trying to do quality.
And then I explode out of everywhere. I'm George's air baby. And now
I know you're trying to do quality radio here, Norm, and I'm so sorry that you have to put up with this.
Happens in life.
You're a Hall of Famer. You deserve better than this.
Is that Norm Hitchcock's there? Did I hear?
You don't have time to talk to this rant-like character that should be off the air.
No, I hear this man.
Yeah, the blue flame doesn't
fact,
have sight.
We may
only
have
hearing.
To go mic off here any second.
No, not at all. I can...
You might have one other sense.
I can be talk.
What are you doing today? What?
Yes.
What are you doing today, Norm?
Off the top, we're going to do the Rangers and the address the Rangers trade rumors for Roy Oswalt and suggest what it might take to get Roy Oswalt.
Getting a quality veteran like that, that's be good.
Why does George's blue flame have a Hispanic
don't. It'll change to be French here in a second, if you wait long enough. Stupid. The whole thing's stupid.
So why do you insult your children?
Because it's such a rant character, you have to... there's no way to explain it. It's stupid.
Totally legit. Anyway, go ahead, Norm.
What else you got, Norm? The Mavericks in the draft. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to take a look at the World Cup and the controversy over the gold the United States didn't get the other day. And why FIFA... I don't understand one thing about soccer and the way they run their
sport. Just one thing?
No, I don't understand one thing in the way they they run their sport.
A little underrated, okay? I think.
Shut up.
That you say.
We've also got U.S. Open talk and some other notes here. How are you guys doing?
By the way, Federer is up. Federer's up 5-1 in the tiebreaker now in the fourth. So he hit a wicked drop shot to finally break serve, and then Faya won the final game, push it to 6-6, so now we're in the tiebreaker. It's
6-1 now.
6-1, Federer.
Yeah, so it's going to go to a fifth set. Faya had the match on his racket,
mm-hmm.
serving to win in set four. And Federer broke serve, forced the tiebreak, and now is about to win the tiebreak. And Faya might just be out of it. By the time the fifth set starts.
I saw Federer show a rare sign of emotion. He was angry at himself. Never see that out of him.
No.
He took the ball and pounded it. And
I can
that's
tell
what
you
she said.
I can tell you somebody who's
watching this right
now. That's another
almost certainly. I can tell you somebody who's almost certainly watching this match right now.
Who?
Tiger Woods.
They're buddies.
They're buddies.
They're Nike buddies.
Nike buddies. And apparently beyond that.
Lovers?
No.
Let's not take it that far.
No, I think there's... There may be some space between Nike, buddy, and lovers, just for the sake of discussion.
Yeah, probably so.
All right, Norm, have a great show.
Hi, Norm.
That's Norm. He's next. We're back tomorrow morning, 5:30 on the ticket.
Hooch did there.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Nine, eight, we have a go for engine start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Nice to see you again, Norman.
Marvelous. Hey, bud.
party.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Norman Hitzke Show on the longest day of the year and the first official day of summer that started 3.5 hours ago. But 3.5 hours ago, summer officially started. Good morning to Technical Director Jeremy Moran.
Kill me.
Don't like summer?
No.
Little warm?
A little bit. Look at me. I mean, I'm losing weight, but summer's hard on a fat man.
Yeah. I heard Albert Hainsworth say the very same thing in Redskin camp the other day. Good morning to Sean Bass.
Morning, Norman. Happy summer.
Happy summer to you, too.
How about those Red Shoe Rangers?
Yes. And by the way, didn't summer officially begin with the Ticket Summer Bash?
Sure.
I thought that was the official start of summer in the world. Maybe not.
More like about the great game here.
Yes. Yes. Good morning to Mike Saroy.
Hi, Norm.
Mike.
How
weekend? Good. Good weekend.
Very good, sir.
That's good. That's good. You're working with that headset this morning, aren't you? So you can't tell
I can't
what I'm saying.
Hear, yeah.
I understand. Okay. Good morning to Gringo Fernando, who's in also, and he is working.
Just kind of wandering around.
Yeah, he's
aimlessly.
Working on the NBA draft, which we got to tell you, we do wall-to-wall Thursday night, McKinney Avenue Tavern. We take the air at 6 o'clock. Mark Folliwell and myself, Gringo Fernando will be there.
Grego
yes.
Fernando.
Yeah. Mike's producing. It'll be a great evening. Great evening. Join us Thursday evening on the air or live at the McKinney Avenue Tavern for the NBA Draft. And by the way, the NBA Draft will be part of our morning show today at 10.